So again, we're in the collaboration skills grouping, and we are looking again at that very important concept and practice that we have as coaches, which is the designing of the relationship, the contracting the relationship, the agreements. And again, this is so foundational because this design process will set the tone for the coaching that you're going to be doing with this client. Now, often people step into coaching or step into getting some help in the prevention context when things aren't that bad. It isn't the case that they come in through the door with a whole series of catastrophes or crises taking place. It could be that their lives are highly functional, that they have some mild stresses in their environment that are coming from a number of different places or from one source, perhaps, and they are seeking some coaching to bring about these some change for themselves, but they're not framing that change as something urgent or critical or something that has to happen as soon as is possible for them. So there's a sort of energy field around them which is quite different. That is not to say that there aren't emotions present. It doesn't mean that there aren't anxieties and other kinds of feelings around the place, but the context really is very different. This context is actually much more akin to what is described often as general life coaching, except that in general life coaching, there isn't this specific integrated context of recovery to wellness coaching. So this client group that comes to you through this doorway is much more amenable, if you like, usually to the connection or questions or moving towards meaning and purpose than perhaps is appropriate with people who are in a lot of crisis. So it can be, though, that you will have to be clear with them in your design that your main focus is and skill set is as a recovery to wellness coach. And whilst you probably will want to reflect back to them that, you know, recovery isn't necessarily something that is appropriate for them, although you can talk about that, it'll be important that you give them in the design stage, in the contracting stage, a really clear understanding of the continuum in which you work. I have found it very useful to show clients a diagram and as a way of explaining it and showing the continuum diagram and saying, well, you know, this is kind of the range within which I work, and you know, and then letting them sort of position themselves, if you like, on that continuum, as a very interesting way to open up the conversation, you know, where, you know, and you can ask them if they have a sort of sense of where they feel they are on that continuum curve. So once you've given them that information, the design stage, and there's been a general orientation, you're going to get a sense of where you can start in terms of what needs to be designed. Now, if they, and I'm going to use the example here of somebody who's come to you for coaching because they're concerned about their alcohol consumption, they're drinking a bit too much alcohol. They might have had a mild health warning from their GP, and perhaps one or two things have worried them on a sort of relationship life level that has stimulated them to think, well, maybe I should talk to somebody about it. So in this example, that person is not someone who is you know has wrecked the circumstances of their life with chronic alcoholism. You know, they've probably got a job, got a relationship, got a family, got a house, perhaps financially sound, secure. They are not people who are looking for you to create a container with them that can contain all this robust, messy, crisis-ridden stuff because this hasn't happened yet. So, in a way, there is not such a need for you to focus on building such a strong container in that way at the beginning of this kind of relationship. What you do want to do, though, is hold a point, if you like, in your mind about what the journey is that people might be concerned that they are about to take. And again, the continuum diagram is useful from that point of view, because you can show them that what you do is you help clients bridge across the nasty part at the bottom of the continuum curve, and you help people get across without having to go down there. And there's lots of parallels. I mean, in alcoholism, it's fairly obvious, but it could be weight. I mean, it could be somebody who's come to you who's really feels that they really need to do something about their weight, but haven't managed to. And, you know, they're not necessarily chronically obese, but they've got some early presentation of health problems. They're not feeling so fit, etc., etc. And you can show them that really your intention is to see whether together you can get across to the other side of the curve without having to go down into the dip. And in that context, going down to the dip might be, you know, severe obesity, extreme health problems, and so on. So by framing it that way in the design, you give them the context in which you work, but also you're telling them that the outcomes of the direction they're going in are not yet certain. And that's an important point, because that is going to be something that is going to be crucial to the way that they motivate themselves. Apart from the motivational context, the design process, the contracting process with your clients from a wellness perspective will be as per any other coaching assignment. You will want to establish all the normal parameters, what their expectations are, what are the logistics of your coaching relationship, and so on. So there is no main difference except this overall concept of motivation.